You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got Steve Letera. He's the managing director at Myers Research out in Phoenix, but he studies the national market and local markets too. He's here to talk to us thanks to IMN. You can meet Steve, you can meet me, you can meet us at the event. That's right, the Real Estate Private Equity Forum on Land and Home Building and Condo Development. It's going to be April 4th and 5th here in Miami. If you want more information, go to the IMN website. And when you do, you can use the code JF10 because they're giving our listeners 10% off on the event. It's great. I always get good contacts and good information, and Steve and I are developing a relationship there at the events where I know I can call him and get this great scoop. Now, Steve, the condo market in South Florida, I know it's segmented. I was at a new building sales center opening. It was spectacular. It was on the Miami River. The people that follow me on Facebook saw the whole thing. What are your thoughts on where we go next with condos in South Florida?
Well, you know, so the condo market is an interesting market because one of the challenges it has, it's typically, in Miami particularly, most of the condos tend to be high-rise. And high-rise condos create a specific type of challenge for capital because you have to put all the money in pretty much up front before you know if its project's going to be successful. And therefore, you're putting a lot of money in for a long absorption period, and therefore, you may have to play to multiple cycles. That has kept a lot of the money on the sidelines. And the reason I bring that up is the supply levels are still fairly low, and I expect them to stay fairly low. That said, the number of cranes, if you were to go through Miami a year or two ago and look around at the skyline and see the number of cranes, you might think I'm not saying the truth here. But the reality is there's only about 16 months of inventory in the greater Miami area. That's not a big number. In fact, 24 months we look at as equilibrium. So unless money really starts flowing back into the space, which I don't anticipate, because a lot of lenders are basically very disciplined right now as it relates to multifamily, I expect the market to stay very healthy.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, and that's what I've been hearing from the real experts. There is only a certain about maybe 18 month supply in the most oversupplied markets, and with those closings coming up and a 2 to 3 year build cycle on some of these condos, there does seem to be a gap and an opportunity. And I agree with you completely. I always looked at a condo as a vertical. Subdivision, and in a subdivision, you can stop laying the infrastructure if the market times out. With a condo, you just got to go. So, you know, I love your, I think you're right on with your impressions on the Miami condo market, and we just don't have any detached single-family housing to speak of down here being developed anymore.
You know, it's amazing. I was looking at some numbers, and in 2016, there was about, in the CBSA, which is the entire metro area of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, there was only about 6,100 new home sales. There was 111,000 resales. So that's a market that's basically defined by resales. It's not, the new home market really isn't much of a contributor to the bottom line. And it's exactly because of what you're saying. We don't have a lot of capital flowing into this space. We just don't have a lot of land that will accommodate new subdivisions and quite frankly, high rises. And the other thing, of course, we've got a lot of lender discipline out there, which is keeping these projects, on the sideline, at least for now. So, you know, the other thing to think about, Jim, is the fact that foreclosure sales, which were a huge concern in this market just 3 or 4 years, maybe even 4 or 5 years ago, are basically way, way down. So there was about 30,000 foreclosure sales in 2011. We're now down at about 10 or 11,000. So it's down a third of what it was. And that, of course, was one of those big, scary bugaboos a lot of people get concerned about when looking at the housing market. And that's becoming much, much, much more manageable.
You know, there's so many other topics I want to talk about, including Wall Street's impact on the housing market and what's that going to do to the housing market. But we just don't have any time because I do want to get to some of your charitable activities that you have. It's really important to me. You know, you're involved with the Kidney Foundation. I really would like to see if you could talk just a little bit about what your thoughts are on the Kidney Foundation and why you got involved. Obviously, my wife, Vivian, needs a kidney. We're looking for a kidney for her. She's been on dialysis for 40 months. She got up today at about, oh, golly, she got up today at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how she did it. I don't know how I did it. I got her up that early. But Steve, wow. why do you do the Kidney Foundation? It's really important. Why don't you give a little feedback on that?
Well, I'll start with, you know, I think everybody, if you have any measure of success in your life, you have an obligation to give back to the community. And you should probably choose one or two areas where you can be most impactful. And the National Kidney Foundation of Arizona is one of those areas that I chose to be, to truly make an impact. And the impetus for my participation in that particular organization came when, shockingly, I was asked to participate in a Dancing with the Stars event, which was actually created and hosted by one of the founders of the TV show. She brought it out to Arizona. It was basically a fundraiser. And for some reason, I agreed to dance with a professional dancer in front of 1,100 people. And truly, the best dance moves I had were defined in seventh grade. And I haven't danced in the last 40 years. So I decided to do it, raised about $25,000. Net total for the entire organization was about $1 million. And it was extraordinarily gratifying to see people that really needed it. We actually had a few kidneys which were located and donated as a result of that event. So, I mean, just wow. An enormously impactful program. We're thrilled to be a part of it. And it really is a great organization. And I wish your wife the best. And hope we can find something for her as well.
Well, Steve, I can't wait to see you at the event again. It's the IMN Real Estate Private Equity Forum on land, home building, and condo development. Steve will be speaking. I'll be moderating. A lot of my good friends and a lot of great investors will be there. It'll be a place where a lot of thought leaders get together and share ideas. April 4th and 5th, go to the IMN website. Use the code JF10 to get a discount. I got to go, Steve. I think I'm running over. Wanda, how much time do I have left?